Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Manoj Singh Rana with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Operation Sindoor as a symbol of pride showcasing world India's uncompromising stand on national security. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to hold talks with his US counterpart Donald Trump in Florida tonight to end war with Russia. Top diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia begin talks in China to consolidate new ceasefire deal. Human rights groups and student organizations express concern over rising cases of enforced disappearances of Baloch women by Pakistani agencies in Balochistan. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 30 runs in 4th T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed Operation Sindoor as a symbol of pride for every Indian, showcasing the world country's uncompromising stand on national security. The Prime Minister was addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. Recalling country's achievements in last Mann Ki Baat program of the year, Prime Minister Modi said country's impact in 2025 was clearly visible across national security, sports, scientific innovation, and on the world's biggest platforms.
Desh ki suraksha se lekar khel ke maidan tak, vigyan ki prayogshalaon se lekar duniya ke bade manchon tak, Bharat ne har jagah apni majboot chhap chhodi. इस साल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हर भारतीय के लिए गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया। दुनिया ने साफ देखा, आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने-कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई। लोगों ने अपने-अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए।
Union Minister for Parliamentary and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju addressed the Buddhist conference organized at Mungod Tibetan camp in North Kannada district of Karnataka today. Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama graced the occasion. Speaking at the event, Mr. Rijiju said the path of non-violence and compassion shown by the Dalai Lama has gained renewed significance at a time when the world is facing unrest and conflict. He also assured the Tibetan community in India of all necessary support from the government. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet US President Donald Trump in Florida tonight to discuss United States brokered peace agreement to end the ongoing war with Russia. The two leaders will discuss a 20-point peace plan and potential US security guarantees. President Zelensky has reiterated that territories occupied by Russia, including the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, remain red lines for Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of lacking urgency in seeking a peaceful settlement of the ongoing conflict. He warned that if Kiev is unwilling to negotiate, Russia will continue to achieve its objectives by force. President Zelensky's visit to the US comes amid one of the heaviest aerial assaults yesterday on Kiev in recent weeks, which left at least two dead. The first of three phases of voting concluded in Myanmar today, marking the country's first election in 5 years since the military overthrew the government of Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. The military junta claims that the election will pave the way for a return to democracy. However, opposition groups and human rights organizations have dismissed the vote, describing it as an attempt to legitimize continued military rule. Myanmar's most popular leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, remains imprisoned, while her party, the National League for Democracy, has been dissolved, leaving the electoral process dominated by junta-aligned parties. Political parties in Thailand registered their candidates for the next prime minister today. Thailand's Election Commission has officially announced the country's next general election to be held on 8th of February 2026. Prime Minister Anuttin Channuvirakul dissolved Parliament earlier this month to call early polls after the main opposition party prepared to seek a no-confidence vote over constitutional change. Prime Minister Anuttin reportedly decided to call an election following disagreements with the People's Party over reforms to the constitution. Top diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia began 2 days of talks in China today to consolidate the new ceasefire deal. Thai Foreign Minister Sihisak Phung Keith Kiev and Cambodian Foreign Minister Prak Sokhon set to meet in China's southwestern Yunnan province for talks mediated by Chinese counterpart Wong Yi. A report.
The talks between top diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia aim to ensure a sustained ceasefire and promote lasting peace between the countries. Thailand and Cambodia had signed a new ceasefire yesterday, which calls for a halt to weeks of fighting along their contested border that has killed more than 100 people and displaced over 500,000 people in both countries. The ceasefire agreement comes with a 72-hour observation period, at the end of which Thailand agreed to repatriate 18 Cambodian soldiers it has held as prisoners since earlier fighting in July. Nishit Kumar for World News.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Human rights groups, activists, lawyers and student organizations have expressed concern over rising cases of enforced disappearances of Baloch women by Pakistani agencies in Balochistan. The Baloch Students Organization termed the disappearances of Baloch women by Pakistani agencies as the most brutal form of Baloch genocide, adding that the silence of international human rights groups was deeply alarming. The Human Rights Council of Balochistan stated that such cases violate Pakistan's constitution and the country's obligations under international human rights treaties. French actor and singer Brigitte Bardot has died at the age of 91. Bardot shot to international fame in 1956 with And God Created Woman. In the early 1970s, she announced her retirement from acting and became active politically and became an outspoken campaigner for animal rights. In Syria, at least 3 people were killed and over 40 injured during protests in Latakia city. Thousands of people from the Alawite minority gathered to demand more local control and the release of prisoners from the government. The peaceful protest turned into chaos when unidentified gunfire broke out, causing security forces to fire into the air. This violence is part of ongoing tension in Syria following the removal of former leader Bashar al-Assad last year. Brussels Supreme Court ordered house arrest for 10 individuals convicted and sentenced for participating in a plot to keep former President Jair Bolsonaro in power after his 2022 election defeat. The court banned them from receiving visitors, using social media, contacting others under investigation, and required surrender of passports and firearm permits. A powerful winter storm, Johannes, swept across Nordic countries, leaving 2 persons dead in Sweden. The storm has caused severe travel disruption and power outages. Several flights, rail and ferry services across parts of the Nordic nations have been cancelled. Roads and rail services have also been disrupted due to the storm conditions. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 30 runs in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram tonight to take an unassailable 4-0 lead in 5-match series. Chasing a target of 222 runs, Sri Lanka made 191 runs with a loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. Skipper Chamari Attapattu was the highest scorer with 52 for Sri Lanka. Earlier batting first, India scored 221 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Operation Sindoor as a symbol of pride, showcasing world India's uncompromising stand on national security. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to hold talks with his US counterpart Donald Trump in Florida tonight to end war with Russia. Top diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia begin talks in China to consolidate new ceasefire deal. Human rights groups and student organizations express concern over rising cases of enforced disappearances of Baloch women by Pakistani agencies in Balochistan. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 30 runs in 4th T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.